USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is again speaking out about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also addressed the Russian threat.
Whatever happens in the next few days and weeks, we cannot allow European countries to be blackmailed by Russia. We cannot allow the threat of Russian aggression to change the security architecture of Europe.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing direction to fight the coronavirus.
We move out of the pandemic phase and we move into a phase which should allow you confidence that we are not walking away, that we're taking the lessons learned and we're leaning into the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing the direction to fight the coronavirus. He says they're moving out of crisis and looking towards prevention as well as quick reactions to outbreaks without mandates. He says mitigation efforts like masks won't be required but will still be encouraged for safety. Also, people who are protesting COVID mandates in Canada have moved back from border crossings, but they're still in downtown Ottawa.
These are garbage. You're all being recorded.
Police have begun to make arrests for those few individuals who are causing violence, but other protesters are still remaining. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some big changes are coming to NASCAR.
The Daytona 500 is this Sunday. The legendary race at the 2.5-mile Daytona International Speedway kicks off the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series season. This as NASCAR announced new configurations for their racing vehicles. Speaking on Fox News, NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney says these cars have been a learning experience for everyone involved.
Next generation car, and it's completely different from anything we've done. Probably the biggest change that NASCAR has had ever in the build of the car, the setup of the car, any parts and pieces on it. So it's kind of everyone's learning.
The details of the planned U.S. trucker protest has been set up.
The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd, and, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.